We started in this life, or the law of the Spirit of life in Romans, and man, it broke open. And in the beginning, he gave us this message called the blessing is in the water. And he showed us so many things out of those waters that would flow. Before God wants to open the fountain out of your life, God wants to seed. Look at it like a baby within you. What happens? It goes into a womb of water and it gets formed in there. And the DNA gets formed, the legs get formed, the feet get formed, and it gets formed until it's ready to come forth. Now, the way Christ in us is formed and what he's going to bring out of us is what we put in there. Amen. You got to seed that with a DNA of God, with a word of God, with the revelations of God. And we've been doing that for years. And now he's ready to open this fountain. Amen. And this fountain, as he opens it, it's full of glory. And he's opening it in a realm that he's showing us its full potential. He said, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. We talked about on Sunday, the greater works. As the Father had life in himself, he gave to the Son to have life in himself and the Son to execute judgment. Now, where he executed the judgment was on the law of sin and death that was in our spirit, that death that passed upon all men. That's why he said, the hour is come and now is. Say, the hour has come and now is, that the dead would hear the voice of the Son of God. That was us. We were dead and we could hear suddenly because nobody was spoken to for 4,000 years. Like we were when we heard the word, we heard the voice of the Son of God. We heard his word calling us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the dead would hear the voice of the Son of God and live. And then he said, the hour is coming. But he didn't say, and now is, because it wasn't at that moment. The hour is coming that all that are in the graves would hear the voice of the Son of God. That was speaking of the resurrection of the body. This is important. We found out that the resurrection of the body is going to be revealed from within, not without. We always see God's just going to come without and give us a new body. It's actually the glory within being revealed out. Amen. It's the law of the Spirit of life had two programs running in it. One, the first program was to take your spirit from death to life. The second program, the fullness, was take your body from death to life. Both programs are already in you. Even Martha, in all of her unbelief, understood this, even though she was very upset that the Lord didn't come at her beckoning. You know, if you had been here when we called for you, it's like, you know, he is the Son of God, but you will come when I tell you to come, you know, that kind of thing. And he waited, and some people say, well, he waited just so he could raise Lazarus from the dead. Listen, the Lord doesn't think like that. He didn't wait just so Lazarus could die so he could go raise him in front of everybody. He waited because the Jews were laying wait to kill him. It says it in the chapter, and he knew it. They had a trap set for him, and he says, do I not walk by the light of the day? Because I know everything that's going on, I will wait. But even the death of his friend did not deter him because he knew that he was going to raise him. But then Martha come and said, had you not waited, my brother would be alive. But now this time, Lord, he stinketh. I mean, he's gone 3 days. So what she tried to do is push him off. She goes, I know the Lord said, did I not tell you if thou wouldest believe, you would see the glory of God? Did I not say that? And he says, yeah, Lord, I know he will rise again at the resurrection the last day. She'd been listening to his teachings. She knew there was a resurrection coming and she pushed it off. How many times we push it off? We push out, see, because she knew, but the Lord pulled it back in. He said, I am that resurrection and I am that life. You are looking at that resurrection right now. And to show it to you, he turned and he called. Had he not said Lazarus, the whole grave would have came out. Everyone in that grave would have heard his voice. The bodies in that grave would have heard his voice. So he had to call Lazarus out. And God called Lazarus out of that grave and raised him from the dead. Amen. And that tells us that we can call on that now. We don't have to wait for the resurrection. In fact, the Bible says he'll quicken our mortal body. He said the life of Christ can be manifested in your body, but it's law that's working in there. And here's what you got to see. And I don't know how to get this over. It's how you see it. It's the way it's revealed to you. It's the power in which the Holy Spirit takes those words and reveals to you that allows you to see. When I saw that the power of the law of the Spirit of life that was dwelling up inside of me had enough power to resurrect my body and had the programming in it to resurrect my body now, it released something inside of me. Because I knew it had the power to take death out of my spirit. It has the power to take death out of my body. If we can get that fountain flowing, it said, whithersoever this fountain will flow, everything that's dead will live again. In fact, he goes in the book of John. If you want to know, John is revealing so many things, but he's revealing the glory by which the Lord walked with his Father. And the themes that were running through John were life and love. He had a revelation on the life. He had a revelation on the love. And every one of the chapters of John, most every single one, dealt with the life of God. We beheld the life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And then he says the life was manifested. Say the life was in him was life. And his life became the light of men. They say, we beheld his glory. And then chapter 2, what happens? In chapter 2, he does his first miracle. He goes, I'm going to show you how the whole thing works right here. He said, bring the water pots. This is how it works. Fill them up with water. And then we'll draw it out. And when we draw it out, the water will be turned into wine. That is the secret to the Lord's mantle. You've got to be filled up with the living water. See, and then chapter 4, he tells you how to do that. He says, listen, the waters that I'm going to give you, now I will keep this word till it breaks forth because he said it. He said, the waters that I give you, you will not have to thirst again. The waters I give you will be a wellspring within you, springing up continuously, bubbling up all the way to eternal life. And the way it was said, it was meant to say that these waters would bubble up every single day, all the way to the day you step over into eternity. In other words, this fountain was designed to flow and never stop flowing. And in that water, I mean, we have a revelation of the water. We see the water as, okay, it's some joy and got some joy in it. It's got some life. But really what's in that water is the law of the Spirit of life. What was in that water is what recreated your human spirit and passed it from death to life. And what's in that water will ultimately resurrect your mortal body. And the Bible says we can be quickened with it. And also says what's in that water. And see, he's showing it's going to be a fountain. It's going to bubble up within continuously. That's the filling of the water pot. See, that's how the Lord worked, because he constantly was filled. He says the Father had life in himself. This is chapter 5, again talking about the life. He gave what? The Son to have life in himself. So the Son, he goes, as I live by the Father in his life, you're going to live by me in my life, because chapter 10 said, I come to open a door for you to give you life and more abundantly. Amen. I'm coming to give you the life, and as I live by my Father's life, you're going to live by my life. Because I've been given authority and power to execute judgment against the spiritual death in your spirit. And now he can execute judgment against the dysfunction of your soul. He's still executing judgment. We're going to go down and execute some judgment today in the Jordan. We're going to cut off the law of sin and death. We're going to cut off its operation from the soul. We're going to cut off the operation from the body. We're going to cut off its strains and chains and cords and ties. We're going to loose that stuff from us. We're going to command that stuff to wither and die. And then we're going to represent ourselves in the life with the law of the Spirit of life. We're going to bring it up to the Father and said, Father, all this came out of you. It's got life abundantly and multiply. Therefore, we're going to start speaking to the life until it bursts forth. The Bible says something about these waters. He says, see, fill them up, and then I'll draw them out. See, we have an empty well, and here's, you want to see where the body of Christ is? We have an empty well. We haven't learned to release the waters. When you see true revivalists, they're not operating in gift realm. They're operating in fullness realm. They are full of the Spirit, because they're full of the law of the Spirit of life. and see what's true. But what happens is if we don't have a full realm, we have to operate from the gift realm. And you can have an empty cup to jump in the gift realm and they can function, but it's not coming to fullness, because what God wants to do is anoint fullness. And fullness comes from the living waters that have to be filled up first, and then it's drawn out. And that water becomes wine. See, when this life, I heard a prophet recently said, got caught up in a vision and he saw our bodies being renewed in ways that he's never seen anything like it. The way it was designed to function in the beginning. And he saw the way the mind was going to function. The law of sin and death, when it came over, it shut down the image of God. And it corrupted the image of God. Now, when we're born again, we carry the life, but we still have that other law that likes to operate. Well, what's going to happen in the last days? The law of the spirit of life is going to move on up. It's going to move through the soul. It's going to renew the soul in a way that our emotions are going to take on the life of God. The life of God is going to bring our emotions into the image for which they were presented for, and it's going to release into the mind, and it's going to start removing the veils over the mind and start opening the mind to operate like it did. And the Einsteins of God are coming out. The divine intelligence that this mind's only using 10%, it's going to open its capacity. It's going to open the capacity of the emotions, because that's what this life does. It's going to open the capacity of the soul, and then it's going to start moving in the body, because we are generation resurrection. See, the last day church is the church, and we're going to bear the witness of the glorification in our body, not permanently, but the glorification will come upon us. The life is going to start manifesting in the body like it did with the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration, and people are going to see the manifest glory of God in bodily form coming out of the people of God. Arise, shine, thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, and his glory will be seen. It's the glory within coming out. We're going through the mysteries of God, not going. We are now learning how to unlock the glory within, but you got to know what's in there if you're going to call it out. You got to see it more than just a fountain of joy. You got to see what it really is in there, because Ezekiel 47 tells us what's in there. We get in now, we roll it into John 6, the bread of life. You're a partaker of the divine nature. You can eat, you can drink. The Bible says that the body, the immortality and the death of the body is going to get swallowed up with victory. 1 Corinthians 15. Well, 2 Corinthians 5 tells us what that victory is. He says the same thing. The body's going to get swallowed up with the life. This life is going to swallow up death. This life, the law of the spirit of life, the glory of Christ in us, the hope of glory, whithersoever that life breaks forth. We already saw what it did with our human spirit. Now we got to get it out. Amen. And God is going to require faith. Listen, the glorification of the body, you don't even have to have faith. That's going to happen whether you have faith or not. But what we can do is recognize what's inside of us and start speaking to the rock. The Bible says, speak to the rock and the waters will come forth. What was that? Isaiah 35, when the waters began to issue out in the desert place, the blind would see, the deaf would hear, the maimed would walk again. He said, I'll bring rivers in the desert places. See, the living waters are going to flow again out of God's people. The treasure of the last day move of God's not going to just arbitrarily show up. It's coming out from within. God's going to reveal the glory he put in all of us. With this life, so I want to show you the potential of this. In John 7, it says, he that believeth on me. This is real important you understand this. John 16 says about the Holy Spirit. He's the comforter, the spirit of truth. He said, I will send to you in my name. And he said, he will not glorify himself. He will glorify me. And he says, he will receive of what is mine or who I am in you, and he'll reveal it to you. He'll transmit it to you. He'll show you that which has come. He'll show you how to come. He'll show you jurisdictional transference. He's going to show you, he said, but he will not glorify himself. In this dispensation, the Holy Spirit does not glorify himself. He is sent to glorify Christ, and Christ is sent to glorify the Father. That's how they operate together. So, When John 7, I want you to turn in your Bibles to this. I want you to see this because this is pivotal. The revelation when he said, fill the water pot. See, when the waters begin to draw out, you are talking about the governorship now of the Holy Spirit. He's in charge of the waters. A lot of times we attribute the waters to being the Holy Spirit, but he's in charge, the governor, the executive administrator of the waters. He is the one that takes the water, turns it to wine. He takes the living water, see, dunamis water poured out of Christ, and everybody was healed. See, the Lord was walking in such a life, that woman came, it was all around him. That woman come up from behind, see, and she grabbed the hem because he was on him. And that life, as soon as she touched that life, the Holy Spirit manifested healing for her. That's what he does. John 7 says in verse 37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's going back to everything he spoke of. He spoke of, if any man thirst, let him drink. It's going to be a well of water. You're going to have to drink first of me. You're going to have to get filled first of me. You're going to have to learn to open that fountain in me. You're going to, if we could just open that fountain, where would the body of Christ be? Man, if we could open that fountain of living water, how much victory would you and I have in our areas of our life? He says, that's phase one. Come in to me, fill the water pot. Let the river flow. Amen. Get it flowing. It'll spring up within you. It'll bubble up within continuously all the way to eternity, all the way to the day you step out from the earth. And then he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, underline your Bible, put eyeballs by there and say, look, look, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The scripture never said that anywhere. You can't find it. The scholars don't know what to do with that. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly. So something the Lord was pulling on. He was pulling something there, as the scripture had said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said, this spake of the Holy Spirit. You really are to read it like this spake of the operation of the Holy Spirit, because once these waters break out of your vessel, they become rivers out of your belly, innermost being. He didn't say river. He said rivers. Very important, because once these waters have the capacity to not only flow up into a water pot, the waters within you have a capacity to become a river. And once they become a river, the Holy Spirit is going to anoint that river with dominion. Now, if you go to where he said, this is all the law of the Spirit of life still. It's everything up inside of you. If you go to where he said, out of the scripture said, if you understand what he's pulling on, he actually made three references to what he's talking about here. There's four references I can find of what he's speaking of. He says, as the scripture says, out of. Now, this is now speaking of river. First, he said, drink. That's the fountain within, but now it's turned into rivers. Proverbs talks about, guard the heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Right? Also, what he's really speaking of is Ezekiel 47's river. He's speaking of Zechariah 14's rivers. He's speaking of the fountain in Joel 3 that will burst forth in the last day from the Lord's temple. God's got a fountain for the last day that's always been in us, but he's going to reveal the fountain. He's going to burst it out of us. Amen. Burst forth. Ezekiel said, as that man walked out on those rivers, past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, past the heart, waters to swim in. What is that a picture of? Somebody tell me what waters to swim in is a picture of. Waters to swim in. Ezekiel going out on the waters. baptism. The Lord doesn't do anything unless he puts it in the water. You came out of water. The earth came out of the waters. Everything new comes out of the waters. So before he does anything, he brings it into a... He came out of the baptism waters before the Holy Spirit came upon him. Before anything new happens, he puts it in the waters. Amen? In the living... It's a representation of being filled up, or your water pot being filled to the brim. It's a representation of a full baptism. Your whole being's been baptized. You see what I'm saying? Now the waters are ready to spring forth with life. And it said, whithersoever this river goes now, watch this, everything that's dead will live again. And where did it flow? Into the Dead Sea. And these waters transformed the Dead Sea, and life came forth. And then it talked about fishermen that would stand on the shores of En-Gedi and Igliam, and they would cast the nets. The Bible says a great multitude of fish from every nation. He's talking about the last day harvest. He's talking about the living waters that are bursting forth of the Lord's temple. He's talking about this manifestation of the last day when these living waters break out from within, and the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, however you want to see it, manifest the waters of the living God. Everything that's dead will live. That's what's inside of you. See, when you see that, then you can have faith for it. Zechariah 14 speaks of the same waters, and he identifies these waters as in the last days. He says things in that chapter, but he says, and the waters break forth, because I think it was NIV in Ezekiel 47 that actually said that he wasn't talking about out of your river. It was a double river. And I think NIV says the double river in Ezekiel 47. It was a double river because there was the word double in there, but the King James just said rivers. The rivers, but it's actually a double river. Now, we see this double river, Zechariah 14. Talks about the double river as it flows out in the last days. Half of them will flow to the Dead Sea. Half of them will flow to the Great Sea, the Sea of Commerce. They will flow against that's where the King of Tyre sits, there on the Mediterranean Sea. That's the devil and his financial system. These waters are going to flow against that system. And the Bible says the wealth of the seas will be converted to thee. Will be converted to thee. See, half of them are going to flow. That's the crown. That's the aspect of the crown. See how the crown had to be put in the waters? The crown is coming out from these waters, and it's going to manifest dominion over the financial operations of mammon in the last days. It's going to bring the mammon down, but it's also going to flow to the Great Sea. It's going to flow to the Dead Sea for the greatest harvest known. And all of that water is going to burst out from the Lord's temple within us. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. It's the revelation of the capacity of what's already in the law of the Spirit of life. And when the Holy Spirit reveals that to you the way he did it to me, it causes something to transpire on the inside of you that, oh my goodness, we have the solution to humanity in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen? And how to get that out of us is what we're doing now. And so now that he took us full circle, because in those days I didn't have the revelation of keeping his word. I didn't have the faith like I do now. I didn't have the strength and the endurance to keep his word like I do now. That word has a keeping power. It has an anchoring effect like no other. And when we keep it, that's what we're doing here. We're keeping a word. It has an anchoring effect. And that anchoring effect keeps you in the life. It keeps you in hope. It keeps you in faith. It keeps you in joy. It keeps feeding you when every circumstance around you says no. This realm here doesn't register to me. I don't look at this realm anymore. It has no registry effect upon me. The only realm I'm looking at is the realm of his word. And the realm of his word brought us to Peniel. And the realm of his word now brought us to the fountain within. So how is this fountain going to burst forth? We're going to prophesy to it. We're going to speak to it. We're going to keep it. When he gave us this in the beginning of days, we didn't have that capacity to stand in faith because we were too easily move from one thing to another. But once he learned and taught us how to stay and keep something and not let go, his promise is, I'll give it to you if you won't let go of it. Because once you learn to keep something and keep it well, it'll feed you life. It'll feed you faith. It'll feed you hope. It'll feed you imagery. It'll feed you everything you need to stay there and keep it alive. Ezekiel 47 is a river of perambulation. Zechariah 14 is a river of perambulation flowing against the financial systems. Once again, I'll shake the heavens and the earth. This word goes out in front of us. I want to see what the Lord does in the future. I just gave you a word for the future. I just told you what this river is going to do. He already spoke it. Out of your innermost being will flow the rivers of the last day, and a fountain will burst forth out of the Lord's temple. Amen. I'm trying to get you to see it before we see it. The ones who can see it before everyone sees it, you're the one that gets the reward for it because you're the one that's producing the thing. Amen?